Morning. It's Family Sunday today, which means that I'm going to use the kids and some of you adults to talk about our message this morning. So have all the kids come up? Before I start, I got to start with my jokes, and I got kid-friendly jokes today. Here, come over here. Okay, how do you get a tissue to dance? Put a little boogie in it. Why did the tomato blush? Because he saw the salad dressing. All right, so our story today comes from Joshua chapter 1 through 7. And so, Ethan, you're going to be Joshua today. So Moses had just died, and Joshua was chosen to be his assistant and his replacement. And so God spoke to Joshua and gave him a command. So Joshua, listen to the word of God speaking to you.
Study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only when will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you whenever you go.
All right, let's give God a hand. All right, so be strong, be courageous. Don't be afraid because God is going with you. God has promised you, Joshua, a new land. It's called the Promised Land. Yeah, you can look for land. All right, and the Promised Land was occupied by other people at the time, but God said that you're going to get it, and you're going to get it with your people, with the Israelites. So in order to get things started, you're going to send two spies to check out the land. And so I need to get two spies. You guys get to be the spies. And you're going to send the spies to the land surrounding Jericho. And so tell them to go check out the area. Okay, so go come out here and then pretend that you're wandering around. Don't go in the river, though. All right, and then Joshua, you can sit down over here for a sec. And then Adriana, I need you to come up. You're going to be a woman named Rahab. Okay, so the spies come up into Jericho. And this is Jericho, if you didn't realize. So you have to pretend that we're inside this now. So we're inside Jericho, and you meet Rahab over here. And now these spies went to the woman's house. Now Rahab knew where these spies were from and knew that this was going to be a bad deal if anyone knew they were here. So you're going to hide them up on your roof, which is right here, under some flax. So they're hiding there. And then the king of Jericho finds out that he hears there's spies in the land. So come here, king of Jericho. Quentin, you're going to be king of Jericho. And the king of Jericho is going to come to Rahab and say, Rahab, we heard that two spies came into your house today. And Rahab said, yes, two spies did come. But they left at dusk. They left right before the city gates closed. But if you leave now, you and your men can go and catch them. And so you say, okay. Okay, so now, Logan and Cameron, coming up, you're going to be the king's army. And you are going to leave the city. And king, do you want to go searching too? You want to be an army man? Okay, so you need to go search these people and see if you can find the spies. All right, so the king's army went and searched for the spies. So they're out in the field searching. So you guys can sit down if you want. Or you can keep searching. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever floats your boat. Okay, so then Rahab went up to the roof and uncovered the spies and talked to them. And she said, I know that you're Israelites from Joshua, and everyone is afraid of you because they've heard what God can do and what God has done for the Israelites. And so we heard about the Red Sea parting. Remember the Red Sea? When Moses parted the Red Sea and all the Israelites walked through, they had heard of that, and so they were afraid of the Israelites. They said, no one has the courage to fight you. Say that. All right? Because your God is supreme. Your God is the best. Your God is the most powerful. And so she said, because I hid you, I want you to protect me and my family when you come and conquer Jericho. Okay, and so the spies said yes. All right, so they said that as long as she didn't betray them, that they would be okay and they'd be safe if they, the whole family, went to the same room and stayed in the room until they came and got her when the tower was destroyed, when Jericho was taken over. And so you got them out of Jericho now by letting them go down a red rope. This is our red rope coming out of the wall of Jericho, because Rahab's house is in the wall. And so Rahab let out this rope for you two to climb down. And so you climbed down, and then she said, but the king's men went out searching for them. And the king's men are a little tired because they're just sitting there now. But they're still searching, so you have to go out and for 3 days hide in the hill country, and then you can go back to Joshua because they'll give up and come back. Okay, so spies, go out. And Rahab, let's give Rahab a hand. You can have a seat. And then spies come back and Joshua come back. Now spies have to give a report to Joshua. All right, have you found any land? That's good, improvising. Good, I like that. I like to take some initiative here. All right, so you guys told Joshua all the great things you saw and that the people were terrified of God and Joshua, and so it's the right time to attack. So Joshua yelled at all the people, get ready to move out.
Get ready.
All right. So God told Joshua that the way this is going to work is that we're going to have priests lead the Israelites. And so the priests are going to take the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people toward Jericho. You guys are done being spies. Give the spies a hand. Okay. And so now I need some priests. Who wants to be priests? So the priests are going to have the Ark of the Covenant. And so the way this is going to work is Joshua's going to tell the people to assemble behind them. And we're going to march to Jericho. Uh-oh, we've come to the Jordan River. What are we going to do, Joshua? God wants to prove to the people that you are his chosen leader. And so you're going to come up and tell the priests that are carrying the ark to just barely step into the river. Okay, and when they barely stepped into the river, the wall came up. The wall of water came up on one side, and it went completely dry on the other side. So the priests came and stood in the middle, and all of the people were able to walk through on dry land because Joshua told them to. Now, all the people came through. Joshua is now going to tell them, isn't that amazing what God has done for us? And so Joshua is going to tell the people to go back and get rocks out of the middle of the Jordan, and then we're going to build a monument to remember this. So to have all the people go get rocks. There's 12 rocks because there are 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? And Joshua, good, you're just standing and watching. Good supervisory skills. So Joshua, come up here and help them build their monument. So pile the rocks up. Excellent. That's quite the monument. And now you give him a hand. That's a great monument, by the way. Now you can have the priests come out. And as soon as the priests come out, the water comes crashing back down. And so Joshua tells the people to remember this time. Because this is when God spread the sea for them again to help them get to where they need to be. And so Joshua says, when you see this monument, you remember what God has done. And when our enemies see this monument, they're going to be afraid of our God because they're going to remember what God just did by parting that Jordan River. All right, so now, priests, come on over here. Now, we're going to see Jericho now. And Jericho is a fortified city, which means it is all shut up. It is tall. It is much bigger than this, obviously. But nobody can get in, nobody can get out because they are so afraid of the Israelites coming. They've closed the gates, no one in, no one out. And so God tells Joshua, here's the plan. I am giving you Jericho, but what you have to do is a little bit weird. Can you do that? Okay, so what we're going to do is Joshua has 7 priests who are going to have horns or classic flutes. And then we need 3 more priests. Perfect. All right. So here's your horns. Okay, so Joshua's going to tell them, what we're going to do is get in a row, in a line. And you want the priests with the flutes at the front. Then you want the ark, and then you want the people. So can you get them kind of organized? Okay, now, here's what God told Joshua to do on the first day. He said, the priests in front are going to blow their horns. The people in the back are going to be completely silent. And you're going to walk around Jericho one time and then come home. And make sure you're blowing your horns, priests. And then you can come back over here. All right, good job. And your people were silent, just like they're supposed to be, so that's good. Okay, so now on day two, what do you think you had them do? Yes, go back around again one more time. And day three, they did it again. So walk around again, day three. All right, day four, what do you think they're doing again? Go around again, day four. Hope none of you have asthma. All this getting your steps in. Okay, day five.
Keep going.
Yep, go around again. Oh, Joshua, you're supposed to be in there too, I forgot. You got some days to make up, some loops. All right, day six. Day six, they go around again. All right. All right, now we're going to stop. And day seven, he gave you something else, instructions. Now, what do you think the people in Jericho are thinking at this point? Probably something similar to what people are thinking right now watching this. Right?
What do they think they're doing?
What do they think they're doing? This seems a little nuts. Right? They're like, we were afraid of these people before, but now they're a little loopy. Because their battle plan is to walk around in silence while blowing really annoying horns. So, day seven comes. This time, he said to walk around it seven times, but we'll just do twice. We'll call it twice. The priests blow their horn, but the people this time, instead of being silent, they have to shout. All right, so walk around, Jericho. You guys shout too. Help them out. Let's do it. Shout, 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 shout. And after, oh, one more time. All right, now freeze, freeze. Now kids, this is where it gets fun. After the seventh time around, amidst all the shouting, amidst all the horn thing, the city of Jericho came crashing down. Go! All right. And the two spies, let's have our two spies again. They came and got Rahab safely. You're going to be Rahab again. Okay, so two spies are going to take Rahab safely out of town to protect her family. All right, give all of our people a round of applause. Now, God told the people to not take anything from Jericho. He said to take the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron, and put it in the Lord's treasury. But don't take anything else. So after they got the spies back, then Joshua was excited, and the people were excited because of what God had done. Now we can learn a lot about God from this story, can't we? Following his plan is definitely the way to go, even when it sounds a little iffy, right? Because this does not sound like a regular battle plan, right? This, if you did this today, this would not work, would it? It might. If God told you to do this, then it would work. Yes, that's true. But God's plans are not our plans, and even when God's plans sound foolish, it's always better for us to follow God's plan. The second thing is, we need to be obedient to the Lord. You know what it means to obey? Right? Yes, you're following what God says. So we need to be obedient, adults and kids. When God tells us to do something, we need to do it, even if it sounds crazy. And the third thing that we learn from this story is that we can trust in God's plan. Even when it sounds crazy, we can have faith that God's plan is always better than our plan. Do you think Jericho would have fallen if the Israelites said, we don't need God, and just attacked? Probably not. Now, do you think that after this battle, the Israelites had more success in their battles? Yes? How many think yes? Yes? Guess what? The very next battle, they lost. They lost the very next battle because they disobeyed God's rules. He said not to take stuff from Jericho. Well, someone took stuff from Jericho. And because they disobeyed God, they lost the next battle. See, sometimes we have a bad memory. Adults, you with me? What day is it again? I think it's Sunday, but I'm not sure. Okay? We, even you kids, have a bad memory sometimes, don't you? Okay? We forget what God has done for us in the past. We forget the ways that he has protected us in the past. We forget the ways that he helped us conquer our Jericho in the past. And so when we come up to the next test or the next trial or the next whatever it is, we think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? And remember this monument that we built? What is this monument for? Do you remember? Crossing the Jordan River. And why was that important? God made a wall out of the water. That's right. He did something, a miracle for you. And God does miracles in our lives every day, and we just don't recognize it. We just don't see it because we're so busy looking at all of the things about me that we forget to see God working in our lives and working in the lives around of people around us. And so we need to remember what God has done. So we need monuments in our lives so that we can remember what God has done. And so one way you can do that is by keeping a journal. Do any of you have a journal, a diary, a journal, anything? That's a really good way for you to remember what God has done for you. Because then when you face another insurmountable task, this wall of Jericho that's not going to come down, you can look back and see, no, last time I faced something that was impossible, God helped me through it. God got me through it. And he promised to get me through this one too. See how that works? We remember what God has done. We don't need to build a monument with rocks in our bedroom. We could. But we need to build monuments in our heart and in our journals so that we can remember what God has done. Right? All right, let's give all of our actors a great big round of applause. You guys can go back to your seats if you want. So, I want to thank you all for being here this morning. I hope this was an enjoyable experience for you, but it's also something that we can remember. Something that we can remember. Because if we don't remember how God has acted in the past, in our lives or in the lives of the people that we read about in the Bible, we're not going to trust him for our future. So that's why it's so important that we have monuments and we have times where we remember God has got you. God has promised to never leave you or never forsake you, no matter what you're going through. And I know that people in here are going through some tough stuff, and it hurts, and it is hard. And you come to me, and I wish I had a magic solution to give you, to make it all better. But the only thing I have to offer you is Jesus. Because Jesus will walk through everything with you, step by step, and will never leave you. And that's the best thing that I can offer you.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.